One of the hallmarks of the recent Disney films has been the production number. You know, Under the Sea, in Mermaid, and Be Our Guest, or Friend Like Me, where you have the big number. So, of course, when we approached Pocahontas, you know, Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz were looking for that place to do that in our film. And we gravitated towards the Grandmother Willow having this song. And it was originally conceived as an idea for the whole forest to come alive, you know, in a way that you could only do in animation. However, you know, we made a number of attempts, Alan Stephen made a number of attempts to write songs to fulfill this function. But because of the nature of our musical and our film, it always seemed imposed. There were at least three numbers that I can think of that they wrote. Oh, the first was a musical number called In the Middle of the River. And it's actually, they're all good songs, but I think In the Middle of the River is an exceptionally beautiful song and terrific melody. In the song, Stephen Schwartz's lyric talks about the hope that these two cultures can come together, and if they can meet any place, they can meet here in the middle of the river.
In the Middle of the River was a duet that Alan and I wrote for John Smith and Pocahontas before we wrote If I Never Knew You. And actually, If I Never Knew You was written after In the Middle of the River was rejected. I wonder now if we'd gotten In the Middle of the River accepted, if it would have remained in the film. It was a song that both Alan and I were very, very happy about. I think Alan wrote a wonderful tune. And I'd come across an Indian phrase, a Native American phrase, which basically said, about two armies standing on opposite sides of a river. And there was a word, I can't remember the Indian word, like Matawiachin or something like that, which literally meant, let us meet in the middle of the river. I thought that was a wonderful image. And it inspired the song between John Smith and Pocahontas. This song, of course, occurred in an earlier scene than where If I Never Knew You I wound up occurring, and that's why I wonder if ultimately it might have worked. But maybe we were just too far into the love story, and it had taken on too much of a reality to allow them to sing love songs to one another of any form by this point in the movie. But I did really like this tune.
What had happened was when we first put the movie up with that song in it, the movie felt awfully crowded with a lot of songs, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And it was at that point in the movie, you wanted them to get on with it. They're both talking about doing something. Let's go and talk to my father. And you, the momentum of the movie, you didn't want them to stop and sing a song.
I think, again, people felt one song too many, and they also felt it was a little cliched to go to a song moment there. It almost felt like the sequence had been tailor-made to have a song plopped in it, and it felt unnatural for them. One of the most difficult things about making any of these films is getting into and out of a song gracefully. You know, you have to do it in such a way that it seems organic to the movie.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's true.